It was a very casual competition we had yesterday because the atmosphere was very casual. But I'll add that I think Nahadu is fairly nice person, charismatic and so on. And I think he seems to be in good health and ready for the 2012 campaign that will, I'm sure, will be quite a tough one for both the NDC and the MPP.
I see. But what, can you remember what you were discussing when this picture was taken? I noticed that it looks like it was you both posed for the photograph because I can't see people behind you. Was it before or after the event?
No, it was actually before. He came earlier, and I happened to have come a bit earlier. I think the invitation was around 3 o'clock. I got there by like 3:30, but most people started coming after 4, I think. So, yes, there were not too many people at the time we met.
So what did you discuss?
Oh, it was a very casual conversation. I mean, we just chatted. It was very brief, chatted, joked around and so on. Nothing really serious.
Did you talk about your dismissal?
No, there was no political, it wasn't a political conversation or discussion.
There's people who have wondered if Nana is wooing you to his side.
What about the other way around? No, I think that's stretching things. I think as Ghanaians, we all should respect each other, have relationships with each other. I mean, being in a different political party does not mean that you cannot have a conversation, a chat with a drink, or you just interact with people of different political parties or opinions or different ideologies. I think it's healthy for the country. I think it gives the right signal that we are all, at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, and we want the best for this country. And I think even if we don't agree with each other, I think it's good that we have respect for each other. It's unfortunate that of late I've been in the news, some of it a bit negative, especially coming from people at the Castle Ace to the president. They've put me in all sort of light, quite negative. In fact, the latest was that I should go back to rehabilitation. And most unfortunate, I mean, when you put lies out there, I mean, because somebody just doesn't agree with you or thinks that the NDC needs a different candidate for the next elections, I think people should not intimidate others. I mean, Professor Mills has every right to run again for president. If some of us think that, no, he should just do one term, I think we also have the right to that opinion. But the party has not yet gone to Congress. I think we'll go to Congress next year. And then those who are interested will put themselves forward and the party will decide. But I think we shouldn't live in political intimidation and so on. I think people should be free to express their opinions, their views. And after all, I think we want the best for the country, want the best for our parties and for the country.
Do you feel intimidated?
No, I don't. I've always been somebody who speaks his mind, and no, I'm not somebody to be easily bullied or intimidated. And I think we've gone through some experience in this country. I returned to Ghana in 89, got into politics in the early 90s, and I think it was then still the military dictatorship. I think I jumped on the Movement for Freedom and Justice platform. I remember we were only a few of us putting up posters in around the circle to return Ghana to multi-party democracy. I think at Legon, when I was there doing my service, I used to wake up early in the morning and put those posters up there. So I think we've gone through some very difficult periods, and I think we've come a long way. So I don't think it's a question of intimidation or a culture of silence. But I think some people just don't have the heart for competition, or probably they are protecting their own little interests. I think those who are interested in politics should be looking at politics to serve the public, the country, and not themselves. So in this case, you should speak your mind and your beliefs and let the people decide at the end of the day, because nobody, I cannot, as a person, cannot decide for Ghanaians the way forward. But I think I can make my voice heard. If people think that that is the way we should go, fine. But I don't have anything personal against Professor Mills. He's the president of Ghana. I think he's also a fine gentleman and so on. But I mean, I have some reservations. I've expressed them. And I have no regrets for expressing those reservations about him.